The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
head.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show, tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2008. Turn that down just a little bit. Sorry about that. I had to do my monthly reinstall of the broadcast software. And it's got to work as I'm doing just a moment. Okay, let's try. Oh, that's better. Okay. Okay, now I have my voiceover volume up and the music down. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for Tuesday, the 23rd of September, 2008. Things are happening. They're happening to good and bad people. So, let's just get on with the show here. I'm a little off today, it's all right. With me as always, my love, my woman, my main squeeze, Elquin Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
How are you doing today, Ellen?
Good.
Good. I have to ask you, because I've heard different people pronounce your name different ways. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes.
It is Elquin Jenna.
Yes.
Okay. I've heard it pronounced a couple of ways by different people.
Elquin Gina?
And I've even heard you pronounce it differently a few times, so...
Elquin Jenna?
Yeah. So I just want to make sure that...
Well, how did you say it?
Elquin Jenna.
Yeah, and then Jana is the other one.
Right. See, you're not the only one that mispronounces things, you know, once in a while, you know.
Yeah, but you're perfect.
Nah, far from it.
You're the man.
The myth and the legend. I think I need to turn this thing up. Hold on a second. I love it when I have to reinstall everything. Some point I'm probably going to have to reinstall Windows altogether. Okay, I think that got it. Say something, Elquin.
Something?
It's a little better. I'll try adjusting the volume control on Skype.
He's tweaking the knobs.
You love it when I tweak your knobs.
Well, yeah.
All right. There we
go.
He's
rolling the dial. He's tweaking the knobs. He's rolling the dial. He's... sliding the slider.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, going on here. The big news of the week, of course. Everyone's talking about it. It's all over the place. Jethro Silverwing has a new house. Yeah, like people...
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, like people care where I live. Yeah. I like what I'm doing with the new place. Elquin, are you in game right now?
Yeah.
You need to come see my new place. Oh, good. You're in South Kingdom. So let me leave my new house so I can show you where it is. It's in the Lion Main Inn. The Lion's Main Inn, the Lion Head Inn, whatever the hell it is.
Lion's Head?
Or Lion's Mane. Lion Main. The Lion's Main Inn in South Kinos. Well, I tried just going back to Willowwood, but it's just, I have too much stuff. Matter of fact, I had to get rid of, God, 3/4 of my stuff because I just couldn't place anything. Okay, so I'm at the Lion's Mane Inn. Oh yeah, that's right. Once you actually rent a house, you can't tell what number it is. So just come up to the Lion's Mane, up to the second floor, and I'm standing right in front of my house. So you can come in and take a look at this. I'm liking what I'm doing so far. It's almost done, actually. It's not hard to decorate 2 rooms. It's one of the problems I was having in both my manor and in Gorrowind. I ran out of ideas. It's like, God, what do I do with this place? I mean, when we hosted the guild house, you know, the guild hall at my place at the same time, it was easy. It was pretty easy to fill the place up because I was also decorating for the guild hall. But just by my lonesome, and also the fact that I, you know, I don't spend a lot of time here. But I figure with the guild halls coming in, I do plan on moving a lot of my stuff over to the guild hall. Okay, you're here now. But this would be, you know, private place.
For Jethel,
to take his ladies.
Your shady den.
Yes, my den of iniquity, my, I don't even know what the hell that means.
Your backdoor boudoir.
There we go. Lion's Mane. Of course, I didn't make a mistake. I was about to say I made a mistake by putting this picture up here because it's entirely too big for the room. That's the Syndra's barbed spear.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to ask Morian to come at least take it back temporarily. I would like to see it in the guild hall, if possible. But it belongs to Morian, and I can't pick it up. I can't put it in a pack or anything like that to pack it away. Know what I mean? So this is what I did yesterday. What do you think? I got my kitchen set up.
I think it looks nice there, but then that's just me.
Little piano area there, and oh, Jotun's on. Jotun, must talk to Jotun for a moment. Jotun, we found out, not a valid character name. Oh, she's probably on the.
She's on the station.
Yeah,
she's on.
No. Jotun's on the Befallen server, but it says not a valid character name. So she's probably on the station pass. But anyway, Jotun, your care package got a little delayed because I misspelled your address. Yeah, we found out this weekend Jotun and her husband got caught up in Hurricane Ike. Oh, I see. Cross server tells are broken right now, I'm being told. Okay, so it's not just that she's on the, just Antonia Bale. So we're the special ones.
What's so special about us?
We cannot cross server tell.
What?
So isn't that special?
Yeah.
Skyanna is telling me that the Guck and AB servers are broken as far as cross-server tells. So not just us. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't see the OGR channel. I keep adding it, but unable to enter Guck OGR.
Well, that's not good. How am I supposed to field questions and stuff like that? Yep, I can't. Let me see. I have AB leaders, which I probably shouldn't have said. You're not in that channel. No? OGR. Yeah. Well, sorry about that, folks. I'm not going to be able to converse with anyone. I'm not going to be able to field any questions.
Can they send us direct tells?
Jotun is sending me tells. Apparently, we can't get out. So, what I'm going to have to do is start up the IRC thing on onlinegamingradio.com. We do have an IRC chat, so I'm just going to have to pay attention there today, I guess. See, so chat, blah, 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 Online Gaming Radio. There we go. I'm now in the onlinegamingradio.com IRC chat channel.
Well, I will say your place looks all nice and warm and cozy with all the rugs all over. And
yeah, we got rugs, and I've got my hot tub set up in the back, and I think that was a pretty nice use of the Flags of Valor as a curtain between the two rooms.
Yeah, that works really nice.
And I got my two Griffin hot tubs combined into one with a nice cozy circular hot tub in the center.
And a fireplace in the background.
Mm. Little fireplace in the background there. We got the World Event. What the hell is that thing? The World Event Night Bloom Berries, which is spreading leafy goodness all over the place.
Oh, is that where all those leaves are coming from?
Yep, it's coming from the bowl of berries that you see there. That's the World Event thing there. And of course, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the completion of the World Event. Completing the World Event for the Antonia Bale server was a team of friends of ours. Mirigen, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mirigen from the Legion of Kithakor, Phylok from the Guardians of the Phaedark, and our guest this evening, Skyheart from the Legion of Kithakor. Skyheart, hello.
Hi, guys.
How you doing today?
I am doing excellent. How about you?
Oh, not too bad.
And it's Miragian.
Oh, Miragian. I'm sorry. So it's Miragian, Phylok, and Skyheart were the team that... the first announcement I saw was that you topped off the brittle bone container.
Right. We were doing the bone chip quests, and it was nice to make a little plat. We wanted to see how far we could push it. So the three of us were in the middle. We were all turning in because we were doing it together, and all of a sudden... Phylok and I turned it in, and Mirajin went to turn it in, and he couldn't turn in the quest, and we all got offered the new quest, and we're like, wait a minute, did we just do that? It was just a moment of shock for a moment, like, wait a minute, what happened here? It was like, great, we were just ecstatic. And so we decided we were going to rush through as quick as we can to see if we could be the first ones to finish the new quest.
And you hurried along... And you went along the steps of... Did you guys use the spoilers that's available at EQ2 Wiki?
Yeah, actually we did.
Ah!
We cheated a little bit.
I gotta tell you, going through the quest last night, I don't think I could have gotten some of those hints.
No, some of them were really, really vague, but I do have to admit that... we did figure out like the first step or so before we pulled up the hint. We did figure out to go to the bakery to get the calming tea for the dwarf that keeps yelling about she needs tea. So, well, she's not yelling, she's just complaining, but she's stressed. She was stressed and she needed tea.
Oh, she needed ale! Why did she get tea?
She wasn't asking for ale. She was asking for tea.
Tea is more of a, high elf or Uridite thing. She needs ale!
Anyway. So, yeah, you guys rushed along and you got it done?
Got a whole bunch of server discos. Yep. Now, I do not know if we were the first ones to finish it for the server. I just know we were the first ones for our level to finish it, because you got different items based on the level you were.
Actually, according to the official thread on the EverQuest 2 forums,
yes,
you were the first for the server.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I was damn near doing cartwheels. I'm like, yes, we finished the world event first. Legion of Kevin Corrin, Guardians of the Fate Arc, we finished it first. And then we found out the next day, Oasis server beat you by a couple of hours.
Yeah, they beat us by about 6.5 hours.
But how coincidental is that you guys finished it on the same day? That's
well,
weird.
Part of it was that we saw that we were really, really close, and we wanted to try and beat Oasis. We didn't realize that Oasis had already done it, so we were just churning along and trying to get it done.
Well, congratulations. You did the Legion proud.
Well, thank you. We had a lot of fun. It was very, very exciting. We were just, like, chugging along. We're like, we're going to do this. We got to beat them. Which was funny, because we had this one guy that caught up to us, because he was a druid and he had portals, so
bastard.
He could get places faster than us. But I think we finished just a hair in front of him, and I'm not sure if that's because we were using the cheat sheet or just because we were more determined to do it.
Now, this was the orb on the good side, and the evil side needs everybody to get their ults out and go over and help.
Every server, the evil sides are lagging so far behind.
Well, I think we're 20%, maybe a little higher now. I don't know, but what was the next one in line? Was it Kithakor 80? I'd have to go look. 80 for the good and 20 towards the evil.
Let me see here. I can pull this up pretty quick. Let's see, KK forums.
But yeah, every single server out there was working on the good side, not the evil side.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean,
30% for the evil on AB right now.
Well, they're evil.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they got better things to do, like enslaving the lesser races, you know. What can you do?
They better get their bones together and go pick some stuff up.
What? Bones?
Yes, bones.
You're never going to live down that bone guy, I'm telling you.
I am never going to stop for a shiny at a full gallop again. Ever. Never. The horse is going to come to a complete and total stop before I dismount from it.
No, I guess I was wrong. I thought Kiara had linked the server progression list from the post that I had made in the community news area, but I was wrong.
It's down in the quests and stuff. I can pull it up. Hang on.
History and lore, you mean?
No, quests and live events.
Quests and live events. I'm trying to find
it. It's like right at the top of the bone chip orb percent on each server.
Okay.
And oh, Befalling came in third, and then Kithakor.
Oh, they finished it now?
Yeah. Oasis, us, Befallen, Kithakor. Telia Bale is 30% on the evil. Lucan Delir, 30% on the evil. And the rest are 10s and 20s.
But look at all those evils, though. I mean, you know, 30%, 10%. What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
Come on, evil people! Put your enslaved backs into it!
Well, they're evil. They're not necessarily interested in
Nexilus.
Going out and doing a community thing. Maybe they're more interested in just doing their own selfish thing.
Well, Nagathen is probably the most selfish. There are 20% good and 10% evil.
Oh, come on, Nagathen.
Ooh.
Oh, but actually, I made a joke. I think it was to Elquin yesterday that, you know, why the evil people are not just don't seem to be interested in doing this. Well, you know, slave labor doesn't work fast. Am I
true.
Right?
True. They're saying it isn't a stupid location, but I took Cream over, and it wasn't that bad. I mean, I just ran her down the hill and across the water up to the other side, and was doing it over there. And it was just boom, 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 and then run back. I didn't take any griffins or nothing.
So, Sky, for this wonderful, you know, your team, first on the server, tell me,
yep.
what kind of massive prize did you get? Did you get, like, a sack full of platinum?
No, you don't get a sack full of platinum, but you do get some cool stuff. Like, I did make some money off of it. I really didn't keep track how much. I got a whole bunch of achievement off of it, because it's a whole series of quests, so every time you turn the quest in, of course, you're going to get experience and achievement for it. I got the whole basket with berries, the leaf effect, like is in your place. Mm-hmm. I got a little tree-nip pet that follows me around.
Yeah.
I named him Twiggy.
You too?
I saw someone who actually... Yeah, I named them Twiggies. I saw somebody
Twiggy?
Named theirs Tree.
Named mine Twig. So maybe I should name...
Twiggy.
Maybe I should name mine Berries.
Twigs and
there
Berries.
There you go.
Twigs and Berries.
And I got a... There was a kind of a wand scepter thing. Now, it didn't really do me any good, so I took a look at it, and you can actually turn it into a house item. That looks really cool.
Yeah, I
you can with the amulet, too.
Yep, the amulet, too. You can turn that into a house item. And for those of you out there who like to collect things to put in your houses, they look really cool.
I wish you could turn that scepter up in vertical. Instead of horizontal.
Yeah.
So you can see what's on it. It's really neat. It's
you need
hard
to lay
see
it.
When it's laying down. You got to tip your head.
Yeah, kind of lay it flat, either like on a shelf or a table or something.
Yeah,
you could always put it so the end of it's hanging off.
Actually, it's right here, Elkin. If you take a look behind the berries into the fire, I threw it in the fire.
Why did you throw it in the fire?
I don't know.
Well,
he's poking it.
I threw it in the fire because I couldn't put it anywhere else. Where am I going to put it? On the floor?
Thing is, that's what I mean. I wish they would change the axis on it so you can stand it straight up and down.
Either that or make it a wall item so you can put it with the rest of your trophies. But it's a floor item laying flat.
You can put it on a wall, but when you put it on a wall, it a lot of the graphics on it disappear into the wall.
Mm.
It's like, yee.
Oh, well. It's being added to the list. So, I understand that, Skyheart, you are actually on a Skyanna right now, and you and Phylock are running some of the Guardians of the Fade Arc through the quest.
Yes, we are running through the Guardians through the quest. We just got started. We're probably not going to finish the whole thing tonight, and we'll end up finishing it another night. But right now, everybody's making sure that they can speak Stout, because you need to speak Stout.
For people who don't know, Stout is the halfling language in Rivervale, in the Enchanted Lands.
And the other thing would be is you need to have the ROK expansion, because you do have to go to Timorous Deep at one point in the quest line.
Yeah, the back door of Gorrowind, actually.
Right, the back door to Gorrowind. The good news is now the good people can use the portal in the Temple of Life to go straight to Timorous Deep.
Yes.
And if they don't have the... you know, the primers? There's the guy on the dock in Gorwin that will sell them all.
There, if you need to know Stout, the if you go to the Bobbleshire, the person that sells spell scrolls there will also sell you the primer.
Woohoo! I got a note from Domino.
Yes.
She says, if you're talking about the staff from the quest, it's being changed and will be standing on its and on the floor.
We love Domino.
Domino, yay, you rule.
Domino.
We love you. Come on, my show.
That way, I know that's gonna, the beauty of it could be shown off.
Okay.
I excellent. Know that's going to make Rajan very happy because he was very upset about that.
Actually, can't he use it?
I'm not sure if that's if it's good enough for him to use or not. I do know that he's into stuff for the house. If it's a house item, he wants to be able to put it in there. Mm-hmm. So at some point, it might not. He might have something better, and he's going to want to put it in the house.
Now let's take a look here. The breathtaking scepter of fire. Let's see, 68 stat, 72 wisdom, 200 health, 200 power. That's nothing to sneeze at. 87.5 rating. It's not bad. Apparently, it does healing for your group.
I have a note.
Increases another mitigation. Note. What? What's the note?
I have another note from Domino.
There's another note.
Opening up the note. She has also added a clicky buff to the house item when you turn it into a house item.
Uh-huh.
In case that doesn't make it to live yet, it's on test anyways, for now. So okay. That it will be coming to the staff. So when you turn it into a house item, you will have a clicky buff. The way I understand it.
Well,
this.
Probably this Fire and Flood, which is the effect that you get from the staff normally. It's a group heal over time and increasing mitigation over time. So that could be what the buff will be. Who knows? We won't know until it goes live.
Mirajin is saying the stats actually suck for him as a conjurer, so he prefers to keep it as a house item.
Okay. Well,
I wonder if they'd be any good for a healer.
I don't know. I will tell you when my healer gets one.
Well, you know, the thing is, it really depends on what you have now. I mean, there could be some little conjurer out there or something like that going, I want that staff. Give it a staff! Could be drooling over this thing.
This is true.
So really, you know, it's all relative to what you have. So what step are you guys on right now?
We're still getting all organized and started. Some of them hadn't done the bone chip thing yet. So you have to do at least a run through of a bone chip thing in order to do that. And I've got another person telling me, going out of character, that they think the fact that some of the people think that the bunnies did it. One of the humans is over there saying the bunnies killed the prophet.
Yeah. The folks in the Temple of Life aren't exactly... They're weird.
She's had one too many dips in the pool.
Yeah, she's a little weird. The bunnies did it! The bunnies did it! What bunnies? There were no bunnies in Morath.
That's true.
At least until Velios comes out as an expansion. If it ever comes out as an expansion.
There were snow bunnies in Velios.
Yes, there were snow bunnies in Velios.
That was it.
So let me ask you, where's everybody getting the snow bunny hat? There are no bunnies in Nora.
That's why there isn't any.
Oh, I see. They're all making hats out of them. Hey, look!
They're all
bunny.
Extinct now because of the bunny hat making.
Damn you, bunny hat people!
Oh, now they're asking if the rabbit goes to jail. Does that mean no tricks or Easter?
Silly bunny. Sears are for kids.
Now there'll be jailbait bunnies. I don't know.
Jailbait bunnies. What are they going to be? 16-year-old playmates? Come on. Wait a minute.
You know that when you go out to look for Easter eggs, they're all in these little pinstripe suits, you know? Little tin cups glued to their shells.
You're weird.
I know.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I forgot to put my basket of berries down last night.
Gosh darn it.
You can actually turn the effect on and off, too, if you want to.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that bucket that glows and does stuff.
Oh, there we go. Gather the forest knowledge or remove the leaves from the berries. I want to gather
right.
the forest knowledge.
I just like leaving it on.
Oh, and if you do the gather the forest knowledge, it starts glowing as well. Remove the leaves. No
it
more
is.
Leaves. There we go. No more leaves. Ha-ha.
Well, then just make it glow. Oop, the leaves are going again.
Okay, well, it's either on or off. Okay, whatever. But the real story here is Jethel has a cool hot tub.
Well, you have to have your priorities.
Exactly. Let's see, do I want to get my epic, maybe get to level 80? Yeah, I need a hot tub.
Just so you're prepared.
Of course. I got my belt.
How close are you on your crafting epic?
Beats me, I haven't even started it. Remember, yesterday, instead of doing the crafting, you know, starting the crafting epic, I went to do the world server event with you. The server event with you. No one ever seems to remember when I stop and dupe something.
That was doing something for me?
Well, you've been complaining that I haven't been grouping with you. So there, I spent an entire evening questing with you. Aren't you happy?
Yeah. But I was already doing it.
Oh, I see.
And you already told me that you were too far into it.
Well, when you asked me if you could join me, I mean, if I had to start from the beginning, no. Because at that point, I just wanted to get it done. Sometimes you just got to get it done. Get her done. Skyheart knows about getting it done.
Hey, I got it done. I got both my crafting epic and my dirge epic.
Crafting epic, adventure epic, and completed a world event.
I still want to see Jethel get his bow. It's worth it.
Hey, I went from a no to a maybe. Be happy, okay?
Yeah. You know you'll have plenty of help.
I know.
That Wampus is the worst part, I think.
I'm just still ticked off that there are so many bows that are better than the epic. And, Latesh linked me another one yesterday. Not yesterday, a couple days ago. Another one that just kicks the epic's ass.
It's better than the Fable.
Which one's the better one? Fable or Mythical?
Mythical.
It shouldn't be better than the Mythical. It's probably better than the Fable, but not the Mythical.
Well, it's definitely better than the Fable.
Yeah, that I don't agree with. It shouldn't be better.
I mean, if something is called the Epic, it should be the best damn thing in the game.
It is when you go and get the Mythical, I guess.
Probably not for long.
I actually have it all queued up, so if I ever find a raid to go on one of the steps so that I could work on my mythical, I've got it set up to go, so.
Yep, me too. Need to start looking at the League and seeing what they're doing.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
I've just been too busy doing everything else to look and see what they're doing.
I've been congested all week. Actually, for weeks now.
Do you need tea?
No, I don't want tea. My throat's fine. I'm just phlegm boy over here. Just
phlegm?
Well, we get to run around now and talk to all the merchants.
Yay, talking to all the merchants.
I think our next stop is talk to the Froglock, and then we have to go kill the octopus.
Kill the who?
The octopi.
Octopuses.
Oh.
Yes.
Get the ink.
Get the ink.
Inky dinky do.
Must get the ink for the Froglock.
I just like the way they talk.
Hail to thee, adventurer!
You gotta love that. So what's the next big thing for Skyheart?
I'm not... I'm at 120 AA, so I got 20 more to go, and then, of course, in November, I'll have another 60.
Right.
And I want to go back through, and I need faction to do, get the, like, the Relisian recipes and all that fun stuff, too. Hmm. And I've got a lot of quests to go back and do, and heritage quests and stuff.
Yeah.
Anytime you want help, I'm done with all my heritages. Heritages? It's surprising.
Heritages.
I had to go back and do two I didn't do, and that was the one for the desert power or whatever.
Hmm.
And Screaming Mace. Never did those.
I never even had the Screaming Mace in EQ1.
I did. I used to go kick Vin's ass. Wasn't it Vin?
What, Devin?
Yes.
Well, see, that's the thing. I didn't grow up in the Fade Arc, so I never did those quests.
Well, but... I got really good at commando raiding him from the roof. Get up on the roof and you slip right into his chamber and just clobber him and take off.
I guess Rowan wants to see my house and she can't find it, so I'm gonna zone out here so she can see me. Because I don't know what number it is. After you buy a house, you can't find the house number.
This is true. You have to have somebody else find it for you.
All right, Ro, I'm standing outside. I don't know where you are. Actually, I don't see her on track. She may not be in the right place.
Well, that's because you're in South Kinos 2.
Oh.
Which may be why Tim was having a problem finding you.
Well, that would be it, too, then. All right.
Yes. There are two South Kinoses out. I never say it right. There's two of them up right now. So.
So, when you have a choice to zone into Kinos, it's Kinos 2, and I'm standing right outside the door.
Skyheart, do you have your hammer?
Do I have the Celestial Hammer?
No.
The Jarthus Waste. No, yeah, that's one of the things I need to do. I don't have a hammer yet.
So does Jethel. We need to work on get you guys together and we'll do them together.
Yes, I know. I always have to beg ports off of Mori when I go out and do vows with them. Or maidens.
Well, I told him you need to at least try to get that.
Okay, well, I figured out while no one could find my room, I forgot to set the public access level. So
well,
Elsa.
You said it was private chambers.
Hmm. Oh, you know what's great about this? It's just the low cost of this room. I deposited enough... actually, I can't even say plat. It's gold and status to run this room for a year. So
well, it's only two rooms.
Yeah, it's only two rooms. It was like 31 gold and 156,000 status. And I've got this room for a year. I don't have to worry about it.
Well, supposedly, to answer Tim's question in game...
Mm.
I read that one of the things coming with the next game update is that they're decreasing the amount of experience needed to level from in the sections between, what was it, 60 and 70?
Something like that.
Decreasing it from 164 hours to 100 hours. So that will help people like Tim get out of his 46 rut.
I got stuck. Where did I get stuck where I just couldn't... I was having a hard time, like, mid-60s to 70. Once I started getting over 70, I started leveling faster. But I know my Mystic got stuck at like 57. But she's still at 57. She's a higher level at jewelry making than she is at Mystic. So.
Well, speaking of that, of course, the other thing that everyone all over Antonia Vale is talking about is Gentle Silverwing has reached level 80 in woodworking.
Woohoo! Yay!
Excuse me while I fanfare myself. There we go. Had to fanfare myself on that one. I spent like 5 days doing nothing but trade skill writs. I gained, shoot, what was it? 13 levels in 5 days? Wish I could do that adventuring. I'm getting there. I got two adventure levels to go. Actually, only 1 1/4. I'm almost to 78 because of the world event stuff last night.
Did you finish the hunter quests out there for the dwarf guy?
Which dwarf? Oh, no.
Okay.
I can still do more of those.
You should. I'll help you with those just so they're not so tedious and boring, because he keeps wanting you to go get 10 of this one and 10 of that one and 10 of that one.
Yeah, it does get boring after a while.
The reward you get at the end is really worth it, and you get a title. And I thought it was nice. I liked it.
What I bummed about was, though, I thought the statue on the evil side was cooler than the one on the good side.
Which statue was that, for the Hunter quest?
The Gathering quest for the guild thing?
Oh, we're talking about... Well, yeah, I agree 100%. We're talking about the Hunter quests out in Jarson Wastes.
Oh, yeah, sorry, slightly distracted.
I don't think you've done those yet.
No, I haven't.
We
slightly
get you started
distracted
too.
Getting... We're off to go kill the octopus.
Octopi!
Just go out. Where did I find him?
I took care of it all at once. All you need to do is go out of North Kinos, jump off the right side of the bridge, and they're right there.
There's a group of them.
Yeah, there's a group of them right there, and just do an area effect and kill them all at once. That's what I did. I shot them all with one arrow. Oh my god, it was calamari on a stick!
I like calamari.
I don't.
Fine, give me all your calamari.
I don't like things that are slimy and squishy.
And tentacly?
Tentacly.
I like tentacles.
I'm not a big tentacle manga fan, okay? I'm just not into it. And thank you, Rowan. Rowan says that my hot tub looks great. I'm not going to comment on Letesha's comment about things that are slimy and squishy. You guys can make up your own minds on that.
Is Latesh slimy and squishy?
I think he is.
But that's just me.
Let's see here. I'm getting a tell from Kiska. Kiska of the Legacy of Honor has dinged level 70 in adventuring and 60 in woodworking. So let's see here. Let's give Kiska some dings here. So, adventure. And trade skill. Trade skill not as impressive as adventuring in the sound department there, but that's all right.
Rowena. She had quite a few dings this evening. Didn't she? Let me scroll back.
And I'm gonna
50 love 50 weaponsmith.
Who was that now?
Hey,
Ro.
Oh, Rowan.
Rowan, yeah. I'm sorry. I had a tooth pulled, and I sound funny now.
I love Rowan. She is so awesome. She gives me supplies all the time, so I can make up food for people.
And your food is yummy. What is Jethel munching on right now? Jethel's
munching on... I give you meat.
Jethel's munching on Cabalus Cocoa Mousse and Tottering Brute drink there. And it says,
you've been able to do anything with the meat? Meat.
I am hanging on to the meat because I need those for the specialty recipes that I'm going to get. My next questing thing is to go through the fens, and I'm real close to getting the faction I need for Rillus and for
meat recipes. Ooh.
Beth, is it? Yes, I'm going to have meat recipes.
Woo!
Recipes for my meat.
I dropped a ton of meat on you.
Yes, you did. Thank you. I'll be able to make
meat
up some nice giant meat. Let's see. Yale meat. Not giant meat. Yale meat. Actually, I need yale meat because I need that for quest. Brute meat. Got lots of brute meat. Drachnid meat.
Wow, Skyheart's getting all the meat.
Yes, Skyheart is getting
all
the meat.
Got lots of sperm with teeth meat.
Yes.
So you're saying that you have to beat... Isn't that kind of reverse, though, that you have to beat the sperm to get the meat? That's kind of reversed.
I beat a lot of sperm to get that meat for you, hon.
Oh, I just noticed something.
I appreciate that, too.
Yeah, anytime. I'll go beat more from you for you soon.
With During the world event thing, I now have 3 million status to donate to the guild halls when they come available.
There you go.
And
should we talk about how we crashed them on the test server?
We didn't crash anything. There's a bug on the test copy server. I'm assuming it's going like this, because it's not just us that are affected. From what I've heard, and Domino could tell us differently, I don't know, but if you camp out in one of the guild halls, especially the Tier 2 guild halls, you broke it and you can't get back in. In fact, anyone who tries to zone in can no longer access their characters.
The thing is, I've camped out in there before and it was not a problem. I blame the hairdresser. You bought a hairdresser and I camped out, and it was after that we got blocked.
Yes, that's it. Blame it on the fashion community.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. So anyone on the copy test server, if you happen to go along to the Tier 2 in South Kinos, and you see Legion of Kithakor on, don't. Don't log in. You won't be able to access your character. I was able to make an alt, and I went to Rowane's Dino Scurry guild hall, and was successful in getting in to her hall. So
I still blame the hairdresser.
So it's not everybody, and I don't know what it is. Apparently, they don't know what it is either. But yeah, don't go into the Legion of Kithakor Guild Hall, hun. I don't think all the people that are having problems right now have 40 million trees in their house.
That's true. I think it's the hairdresser.
Look, sometimes you gotta look nice.
No, everything was fine until you brought that hairdresser in.
Don't blame Leonardo for everything.
I think it was also the fact that you had a harvesting guy going off, and I set one off too, so we had two going at the same time.
You broke it.
Oh, broken!
Well, I didn't notice it until later, and I'm looking at my guy, and he's standing there tapping his foot, looking around. I looked over at the one that Jethro had bought and put in, and he's over there tapping his foot and looking around. I'm like, oh, well, my guy's off looking for ore, and that guy's looking for roots and wood, and we'll just see what happens. And after that, we couldn't get back in.
Who knows?
Whoops.
I don't know.
Oops. Well,
of course, we can't look at it from the server end, so we don't know what's really going on there.
But there are some things they can look at.
And yes, of course, as in with all the incarnations of the Legion of Kithakor Guildhall, we have a billion trees. And I think it looks nice. Oh, yes, yes. The resizing is working in on the test server. And so you can, I think you can make stuff 3 times bigger or 3 times smaller. Something like that. And it really worked out well with the trees. I mean, I actually have tiny little trees around a doorway, and it looks like there's ivy covering the doorway.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
There's the scale limit. You can't go too small, and you can't go too big.
Well, that's why I was saying. I think it's a third one way, and three times one way, 3 times the other way. Because I know we only were able to get, like, a coffee mug up to, like, a foot tall. something like that. But the trees are towering. The trees hit the roof on the outside room of the guild hall. So,
I like
Mouso. Who is Mouso anyway? How do I know Mouso? Mouso.
Vagabond Knights or
is that Vagabond Knights? I thought it was somebody's
Legacy of Honor.
I thought it was somebody's.
That's a name I know.
See, I thought it was actually someone's alt, but anyway, Mouso is saying, okay, he's from VK, but saying that it's two times, not three times. I thought it was more than that, but oh well.
Hmm. It seems more than that.
Yeah, those trees look awfully damn big, but who knows? I mean, it could be two times and they just look bigger because, you know, the mass is bigger. I don't know.
I don't know these things.
The thing I like using it on right now is carpets. It was really nice.
Of course, the only big problem with that is the graphics are just stretched. So
right.
As you make them bigger, they're going to get distorted.
So you have to kind of decide, is it worth making it bigger or not, or how big do you want to make
it? Right. It's like, hey, this thing's huge, but it looks like crap.
I think it was fun what I did to the turkey dinner.
Yeah, we're not going to have a 6 foot tall turkey, okay? That's, unless we're inviting unless it's a clump family reunion, we're not going to have a 6 foot turkey in the guild hall. It's not
had a 6 foot dragon in the I dragged my dragon over
Yeah, the baby dragon twice as big.
Yeah,
not
well,
as cute.
Yeah. No, that's why I had to leave the big turkey out.
Oh, I see. So the dragon has something to eat. I see.
Yes. Yes,
there you go. That way the dragon doesn't munch on you or the guests. It munches on the turkey instead.
Yep.
There you go.
It's kind of cute when you tell him to blow fire and he's up there going, wah! The ceiling starts burning.
He's burning the guild hall!
You need to make sure your dragon is very well trained then.
He does. He stands on his head very well.
And potty trained. I don't want a guild hall filled with dragon poop!
Rose got a dragon named Tracknon, too.
Well, I don't... You know, it's not...
Great minds think alike.
Well, it's not real original, you know.
There
is an actual dragon named Tracknon, you know.
I know. I just wanted a Tracknon. I thought he was cute. I didn't know what else to name him.
Tracknon. He's got it going. Tracknon has got it going on. No.
I mean, the most creative name, and it's probably not that creative, is one of those beholder guys that run around.
Mm-hmm.
You've got him as a house. I named mine Spud.
Spud.
I just find those things eyes. Are creepy. Those things are creepy. They creep me the heck out. They're staring at me.
Eye stalks kind of droop, and his little mouth goes me.
Staring at me. They creep me the heck out.
They're the eyes of beholder.
You've seen Spud. He's got all the eye stalks on him. He's not quite a beholder eye.
Spud.
He's a... What is he?
That is a beholder. From the D&D monster
type
guy.
Beholders.
A beholder is supposed to have a whole bunch of eyes, not be a giant eye.
Right, okay.
Giant eye is evil eye.
All right, then he's a beholder. Yeah, gazer. Gazers.
Gazer.
My little gazer's named Spud.
Spud.
Boo. He's cute.
I know. He's creepy. He's not cute. He's creepy.
I don't like house pets at all.
Sleep.
I
he's
really,
so cute, but he sleeps.
I don't like house pets at all. That's all there is.
I know.
To it.
You keep picking them up and putting them away.
I have house pets. They're all in the house vault. I just don't like them. Unless they're actually going to do something for me, I'm not interested.
Well, I have my baby dragon, and I have a kitty, and I have Spud. And,
you know, honestly, Skyheart's house, it's crammed full of pets, and I only actually have half of them out.
Poor Mary.
And Skyheart brought me a genie, and we named him Bob.
Yep. Named him Bob.
Oh, God.
Bob the Genie.
Bob the Genie. But that's okay. I put in the guild hall, I put the Trinets, the Harbingers, and the little wisps called the Bedazzlers. I thought that went well with Kithagor's forest.
So they're running around downstairs somewhere.
They like the bunk room a lot for some reason. They like the stairs up to the bunk room. I'm always finding them there.
Huh. They're playing in the beds.
Yep. Oh, and since I can't talk cross server, Jotun, the answer is anytime you want.
Silence after that. Wondering what that was about.
We'll be taking pictures of that later, and we'll
post them. She wanted to come over and check out the house and stuff like that, but wanted me to show her where it was. Anytime you want, I can't talk cross server to tell her that.
We're teasing you.
That's because it's fun to tease him.
I know.
Don't tease Jeff.
Hey, I only tease people I like. I torture the rest of them.
You only tease the one you love, the one you shouldn't tease at all. All right, so what else is going on this week? Legion of Kithagor, are we still having the guild meeting this Sunday? Or is it Saturday?
Right. I think so. I don't think we decided a time yet. It's going to be sometime this weekend. We're trying to
decide and get word out.
Yes. We're just trying to decide what would accommodate for everyone. I'm good either day, so.
Weekends, I'm open. I just need, a little bit of advance. I mean...
Well, if we have it Sunday early, then Total and Surgeon, and then we have a new one from the UK, can at least try to make it.
Oh, well, we just had the officers' meeting this past weekend, Sunday at 11 o'clock Pacific time, and I'm good with that. I'm up by then. And
so 2 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday?
Yeah.
What would that make it in the UK?
See, they're 8 hours ahead of us, so like 7 p.m.?
That would be good for them.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
So why don't we do that?
All right, Legion of Kithagor! Sunday! 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 Sunday!
I'll have to make sure all my drinks are stocked.
Yes. So Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific. That's 2 p.m. Eastern, and what did we say? 7 o'clock in the U.K. I don't think we have anyone past that. Like, I don't think we have anyone in Japan or anything like that. So. So let's see. Real world news. Did anyone die this week that we need to announce?
That I know of.
Let me take a look here.
Sorry, I got a Noel loose in the room.
Oh my goodness, Clay Aiken says, yes, I'm gay.
Finally?
And we all say, we already knew.
It took him that long?
We already knew there. More entertainment news. Let's see.
I need to get you those things for your tub so it looks like it's hot.
Oh, those little steam bolts. Pots or whatever they are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I like what I did for my hot tub. I put it up on a sandalwood stage and I put the Zeganite steaming bowls underneath it so it's got steam coming up from underneath
it. Yeah, that's what she was talking about.
I never can say what they were, but yeah.
They're the Zeganite bowls. I put it on a sandalwood stage because then you don't see the bowls underneath it. But actually, I figured out how to do that in the manor in South Quay. Is that you can actually sink them into the ground upstairs, and you can put the hot tub on top of the dirt, and then you don't have to worry about the sandalwood stage.
Well, there you go.
I should do that.
If you have trouble with the thing sinking into the ground, what I did was I got a rug, because if you can position the rug right, it'll go on top of the dirt, and then I put the hot tub on top of the rug, and you still got the steam coming up that's hidden, and you just take the rug away.
You pull the rug out from underneath the hot tub.
Yes, I pulled the hot tub up from underneath the... I pulled the rug out from underneath the hot tub. Actually, I went to the house access and did it that way. I just pulled it, picked it up.
We do have a question from the IRC channel here. Tevex wants to know if Elquin would like something 3 times bigger.
Sure.
How about Skyheart? Actually, Skyheart's a fae. You can't really have anything 3 times bigger.
No, she's small, so she actually does though shapeshift.
Mm-hmm. And your husband is a Uridite.
Yes, Skyheart's mate is a Uridite.
So one of the smallest races is married to one of the tallest races. We need video of this.
This is what they have bones and eyes for, right, Sky?
What's that?
Hey. It's
that's what they make bones and eyes for.
I'm not going to embarrass her mate until I give you details. We don't need to turn him bright red. He's probably already turning pink right now as we speak.
And for a race that's actually gray, that's kind of impressive.
So...
Masu is telling me that 3 times bigger for a fae is usually considered a blunt killing object.
Let's just say they've worked things out, okay?
Okay. Well, you guys have figured some way to work it out, and I'm happy for you. I really am.
They make a surprisingly perfect couple. They're really good for each other. It's funny, because you think a fae and a Uridite would be utter opposites.
Well, Uridite's typically emotionless, bureaucratic bores, really.
He's not your typical.
I've noticed Skyheart settled down some.
Yeah, he kind of does monitor her caffeine intake, and she does tend to be a lot more careful than she used to be and get into less trouble. She still gets into trouble. But not as bad as she used to. Nowhere near as bad as she used to. Although I still say I need to find a way to top her last prank. Her last prank was great. That was just... I had too much fun. And I'm. Oh, when I spiked the drink in spiders and turned everybody into vampires?
Oh, right. That was great.
That was a good prank.
I love that.
I don't know if I can top that.
I don't know. It'd be kind of hard.
Yes.
Let's see. What can you do? You could glue Morian to Clump's back.
The other prank she was involved in was when Morian married Clump. That was funny.
That was funny.
He was not amused.
We were.
I know.
All right, we're going to take a little break here. Let's see. Well, I can't really take requests, because, of course, I can't see the damn chat channel.
But you can mind read these people, right?
Yeah, sure. Elkman, what do you want to hear? I'll tell you what, let me ask my guest. Skyheart. What song do you
yes.
want?
Yes. One of my favorites is Hunting. The one Hunting in Antonica.
Okay. Well, of course, that's because you're mentioned in it.
Of course.
All right. Let me get that lined up. There we go. Elquin, what do you want to hear? Thanks for Ranger Sexy.
That or the Kithakor theme song.
We haven't played that during the show for a while, so I'll line that one up, too.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to take a little break here. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Skyheart, you going to stay with us?
I will stay with you as long as you have me. I might be somewhat distracted, but I'm here.
All right. Okay, well, we'll be back in 15 minutes.
Waging war, their lying bones, while we ride wargs. Trees, archer wounds, none at ease, they moved right in, without a lease. Wearing plague or wearing chain, they're hunting Antonica. Questing heroes know their names, they're hunting Antonica. Oh, she's a fierce and pretty fay, bears to kill, games to play. Though others warn, she flitters on. She's a furry-footed halfling girl, the first time out to see the world. Her journey begins, look, she's kicking shins. Badgers hunting bears, they're hunting Antonica. Harvest notes to sell their wares, they're hunting Antonica. Leaving Freeport across the sea, they're coming to Antonica. Little Arisade just stabbed me, but she did it in Antonica. Coming to Antonica, they're coming to Antonica, they're coming to Antonica, they're coming to Antonica today. Hello there, my barbarian friend, humans and elves, gnomes, halflings, Karens playing with the tango. Yeah, no, wait, hold no! From undead fields to haunted farms, black girls' forces raise alarms. Beasts and bandits cross the hills, keeping tally of my kill.
My parody band.
ice in the plane of storm. She tagged them big old froggies, well, they had no warning. Barren dudes hanging garden, oh, we really find them all. We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Looked for escape and it came to us one morning. It's due north as future we'll see, we'll be moving on. Thinks my range is sexing the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. Well, I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parenting band. Together we're forced to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. Well, she's on the west coast and I'm on the east, but they can't keep apart, these two, nor at the end these. She thinks my ranger, she thinks my range is sexy. The way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're supposed to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She thinks my range is sexy.
At 5 o'clock, a Saturday morning, haven't slept a wink this eve. I'm getting close to level, let me ding. My girlfriend fell asleep on auto, follow and got stuck in a tree. Her tune's dead, can't rest now, let me ding. Hear the ding, just a peep. Getting tired, gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me, let me ding. The dregs and bitter blooms of the fear-on turn the tables and come at me. The bugs and snakes, they bite me, let me ding. When the sun in rises over, the dogs I'll lead out to the sea.
Oh, come on.
I cry out words of anger, let me ding. Hear the ding, just a peep, zonking out, I'm counting sheep. Getting silly and restless, let me ding. Hear the ding, just a peep. Getting tired, gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me, let me ding. Let me ding, my eyes having trouble focusing. It's 7 o'clock, I haven't been to bed, let me ding. Just a few more mobs to kill or turn-ins from collecting.
That's gotta be it,
I'm dying here. Let me ding.
I got down on my knees and did pray to nourish her to answer me.
Or have I finally lost it? Let me ding.
Let me ding. I gotta sleep. My goldfish is plotting to kill me. I can see my parents' tan lines. Let me
sleep.
Oh, let me ding. Hallucinating. My cocaine collection can really sing.
My cat is doing the backstroke. Let me ding.
Oh, let me ding. Let me ding. Reality is leaving me. It's 9 o'clock. I'm late for work.
Ah, come on! Yes! Yes! Hear that, Mr. Cocan? I dinged! I dinged!
Dude, you need some sleep.
Take so much, and she pulled a chair with care, and then she gently brushed my hair, and it felt all so weird. She had a beard, she was thick. I had to think quick, or she'd never let me go. Too drunk to say no, I hoped she'd get the hint and leave. And so I looked at her through my frosty stein, asked if she wouldn't mind a small request, and she said yes. As my nerves she'd test, she grabbed my vest. I got up and adjusted my down, and I slammed my glass down and looked at her and shouted, hey baby, just fill her up, cause my pony won't run. I've loaded up my packs, heading to the tavern, and I'm never looking back. My 18's looking fine, all the girls they stop and sing. Lock up the bar, here comes the halfling. All the dwarves say, I got the bar, here comes the halfling. I got the bar, here comes the halfling. All the dwarves say, I got the bar, here comes the halfling.
Silverwing Show for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2008. I'm here with Eloquent Jenna and with Skyheart. All of us, of course, in the Legion of Kithkor on the Antonia Bales server. One of the things we got to mention here is, of course, the contest that we're doing right now. It was more of a survey, I think, of the most wrong NPC in Norrath. Now, what do we mean by the most wrong NPC in Norrath? I don't mean that they're evil or they're stupid or whatever. I'm talking about you just walk away shaking your head, wondering what the developers were smoking when they came up with this guy. Go to the forums here.
You got a few entries.
Yeah, we do have a few from this week, so of course we're going to plug this for a bit longer. We're going to run this till the end of the month. And it's, if you go up to, let's say this NPC looks like a real rough, tough paladin type of guy, and you're expecting his voice to be, "Hail, citizen!" or something like that, and he's just like, "Hi, how are you?" That's wrong. It's wrong, it's very wrong, it shouldn't be done. But that's the kind of thing we're looking for. We're looking for, shall we say, not so noble, we're talking about stuff that's just bizarre. We do have a few entries already. I haven't gone out to actually meet some of these people yet, the NPCs, that is. I do know the first one, Waylon March, the Thundering Steps.
And, shoo, pony, and, shoo.
Shoo, pony, shoo, shoo. Okay, you're a pony wuss. Amy... Ogryn of Greater Faedark apparently doesn't like the Bixies that are flying around. I need to...
I know her quite well.
Okay, I need to go take a look and see what she sounds like. And then there's Foster Graham in Nettleville. Apparently wants to make some kind of face cream out of slugs. That's wrong. That's so wrong. And Shorty from the Fens of Nassar apparently is crazy for cookies. And I am going to send Skyanna a tell here because she mentioned one earlier. And I'm not going to say it on the air because it hasn't been nominated yet. So I just sent her a little tip, and she can enter the contest with that one if she wants, because she mentioned it already. But, yeah, we're looking for just anything weird.
There are lots of weird things around Norrath.
Well, that's exactly what I'm looking for. It's exactly what we're looking for. I want weird, bizarre, even if they've got a weird voice. A weird voice or maybe even a bizarre name.
Or just think strange and twisted, like I did with the guy in Nariac Forest.
Black Feather or whatever the heck his name was.
Well, that was one. I'm talking about the little guy with the bones.
Bones! You found my bones! That's
wrong.
Gotta
take it and just think about it, and if it could be twisted in a bad way, then yes.
Yeah, that's just wrong. You found my bones. Anyway. God. So that's the kind of thing we're looking for. And the winner of the contest will not be... will not really be any of you. Will be the NPC. I will write a song about the most wrong NPC in Norrath, and the first person to nominate them will be mentioned in the song. Krellick is here. Hello, Krellick. And Santania! Santania! Our little gnome people. Short people got funny hairdos. No. So, that's it for the for mentioning of the contest there. We're looking for wrong NPCs. Wrong. They're just wrong. And you can submit your wrong NPC to contest@kithacore.org, or you can reply to the post on the Legion of Kithacore forums The contest in the Jethel Silverwing Show forum. It just says, contest, that's so wrong. Go ahead and reply to that, and I'll add your NPC to the list. And we'll go from there. All right. So Elquin asked me an interesting question while we were on break. What did you ask me, Elquin?
If you had hit on a good-looking ogre lady.
Not a chance.
Barbarian lady?
Yes.
See, I'm thinking about making an alt for this upcoming game update, since it'll only take me 100 hours to get them up to 70.
So because
we need a tank. We need more tanks.
So you're purposely making an alt that I would hit on?
Well, I mean, if I'm going to make one, I want to make sure you hit on it.
Oh, I see.
Well, we really need is high-level healers, too.
Yes,
tanks and healers.
We definitely need healers.
We have lots of rangers, for some reason, and scout types.
What?
And a wonderful bunch of monks.
Rangers and scouts in the Legion of Kithacore? I don't believe it.
But for some reason, we need more tanks and healers.
You know, that's always been a problem in the Legion of Kithacore, even in EverQuest 1. No tanks. We did have healers. Of course, in EQ1, druids were a lot more popular than they are in EQ2. And I think they made... Honestly, I really think healing for druids was better in EQ1 than it is in EQ2. But anyway, that's neither here nor there right now. Legion of Kithacore is now looking for plate, tank, and healers. So if you're on the Antonia Bale server and would like to join the Legion of Kithacore, and you just happen to be a plate tank or a good healer, you got a great rack that works too.
See, that seems to be our biggest problem. We get together and we want to go do something, and it's like, well, we can't because we don't have a tank and we don't have a healer.
Or we have a healer and we don't have a tank, or we have the tank and don't have a healer. It's a constant problem in the guild. So I don't know.
I mean, we have tanks and healers, but they're always on at different times, and, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. Either we have one or the other. We just can't ever seem to get them both on at the same time.
So that's what I was figuring, is maybe part of the solution is I'll make an alt tank and then maybe eventually an alt healer. And depending on what we need, you know, I can always pull something up.
I mean, that's always been a constant problem with Jethel and Elquin, too. You know, you got a group, and you got two rangers. Sometimes that doesn't work.
I mean, I'll do whatever I can to continue the guild and get us groups, be able to group together and have fun. We gotta do something. We lost one of our tanks to Warhammer.
Oh, you Warhammer bastards!
He is gonna come play with us Thursday night, though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So we just need a healer.
Well, Drell's got a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And of they course, have to be 70-ish.
Yeah.
All Drell's alts are 80s.
Well, then, there we go.
Yep. And of course, Xanadai has Katesh that could be leveled
up. Up and coming.
Yep.
Well, you know, if they change the needed experience to get from 20 to 70, then all these alts that we've got shouldn't take long to pump them up.
Right.
There's a big, long thread about that. A lot of people like the idea. A lot of people don't like the idea. They feel like, you know, it's another way of making the game simpler and shoving people through the content to get to the end game.
Yeah, that's one of the problems that first came to my mind. It's like, oh boy, they're making it easy to level. We're turning into World of Warcraft.
And HUD's getting up there. He's 63.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So, yeah, I mean, we could use HUD.
There we go.
And then they're going to add, they're thinking about adding a bonus of 10% experience gain for each level 80 character you already have. So if you have like an 80, two level 80 characters and you start another one, right off the bat, they will get 20% increased bonus to XP.
Huh, I didn't hear about that one.
Now, and they are going to fix it. So these people who don't want to level too fast, or maybe they want to slow it down, they can disengage it. And they can disengage all of the experience. Before, when you shut off your XP, you only shut off just normal XP. If you turned in a quest or discovered a new place, that was, you know,
right,
experience. Because I tried that once before. I tried not out-leveling you and couldn't do it. Not without just sitting there twiddling my thumbs. I couldn't do quests. I couldn't go anywhere. As soon as I did, I would start, you know, out leveling you again.
Mm-hmm.
Finally gave up and just went, fine.
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 Fine. How you feeling? Feeling fine.
But if we get enough of the duo that we need on people, we can always swap around and say, well, can you bring your healer this time? I'll bring my tank. Or you want to bring your tank this time and we'll have somebody else bring a healer. You know, we can work it out. This way we're just not stuck. And it's not that we don't look for, you know, and they're looking for group. There just isn't anybody else on either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose that is one of the downfalls of having, you know, being a casual guild.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, you know, you come to the Legion of Kithagor, you know, like, you have to be on 40 hours a week. And when you're...
No.
And,
we want people to have fun.
Right. We're more about... I mean, one of the... You know, we had a group conversation this morning, and things are going to be changing in the guild a little bit. Actually, I should say they're going a bit more back to how they used to be. We tried to become organized. We tried to become organized, and instead of friends in a family situation, we became a guild, and that's not what we're about. So we're going to be changing things in the LOK. For those of you who are listening, who are members, we're going to be going back a bit more to how we used to be. We're going to be making recruitment easier for those who do want to join us. I think that we're still... I mean, we recently made the ruling that we're cutting the alt limit. And anyone, any member, you want, you know, 5 alts in the guild. We used to say, no, only 1. But, you know, now, you want an alt in the guild, you go ahead and bring that alt in the guild. I'm almost very tempted to start being a bit more laxed on. Well, actually, we did decide that actually. Now it's, you know, because we are a role playing guild and we're not going to lose that. We're not going to lose that. We are, if you have a Shadow Knight, as long as you're not following Interook or Bertoculus, you can bring him in.
They do have to live in Gorwin, and no trolls still.
Yeah, right, no trolls.
No trolls.
But if they live in Gorwin, you know, and they can roleplay working with others, you know, and all this. Yeah. But no trolls.
No trolls. They're ugly. And they're evil. And they eat Fae.
They eat Fae, Skyheart.
Yes, I actually made friends with a troll once.
No!
He kept calling me Purdy Fairy. And actually, that was a point in time when I made Spindle mad. See, he came into the Claymore, and he was smoking, so Skyheart thought he was on fire. So he was actually smoking a cigar, but she just saw the smoke and thought he was on fire, so dumped a bucket of water on him. He didn't like that. He tried to get to Skyheart. She flew up in the rafters, and he was knocking her down. The troll goes to catch Skyheart, falls on Spindle. Breaks about every bone in his body. And then the healers come and, well, the troll catches Skyheart, which was nice, but lands on Spindle. So the healers decide before they heal him, they have to wrap him up in like a, wrap him up, splint all the bones, and then, But they basically proceed to wrap every inch of him, and the troll keeps thinking he's a mummy and tries to attack him. And Skyheart, no, it's a Spindle.
No, it's a mummy!
He's so kidding! He's screaming for a cleric. And they're like, no, we can fix you.
The fun things that happen in the Claymore Coalition.
It was great. It was just... It was fantastic.
Oh, boy. Okay, other topic we need to talk about. Well, we don't need to, but what the hell we're going to. Elquin has a new video project. What's going on, Elquin?
Oh, I'm going to try and get some girls together tomorrow night. And do
whoa,
some
whoa, 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 whoa! What kind of video is this?
It's a music video.
Trolls gone wild.
No! Don't steal my node.
Yes, we're doing a. Well, Elquin is doing a music video to my song "Don't Steal My Node."
Because this routine is getting old.
I've got a lot of footage, but we still need a lot more. And I only realized the song's, 3.5 minutes long or something?
Something like that.
It's going to be one of the shortest videos I've done, but it's dull.
Let me see here. I can tell you exactly how long it is.
Yeah, we need to find a dragon.
3 minutes and 5 seconds.
We need to find a dragon. Besides...
Besides Nagafin?
Mm-hmm. It's too dark down there to film. Two, he's 100-plus something, you know, and you can't pull him. You smack him and you're dead.
Well, we could always just use a wavern from, or a worm from Skyfire.
That's true.
And just say it's a dragon.
Well, they're not an epic dragon, but we'll work it out, okay? Gotta Shanghai low kick some more.
Unless maybe we could get one of the guides involved, one of the dev team that can turn into a dragon, maybe wants to get on film. We're just throwing the suggestion out here. I mean, anyone, dev team.
I've never asked him for something like that.
I know. That's the only way we're going to get a dragon to work with us. Without us dying horribly.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to Lady Vox. Maybe she would be, you know.
Well, that's a ghost, though.
Well, she's a dragon.
True, true.
She's going to attack you, though.
Didn't there used to be dragons that show up in Antonica?
There was one.
There used to be one up on the hill, but I've only seen him the one time, honestly. He kicked my ass.
Hmm.
It was kind of
the other ones are up in sky and inside instances and buildings and stuff. That's not going to work. You need an outdoor dragon.
Yeah. I just can't think of any safe way to deal with the dragons. Get them involved. You cannot lure dragons by the, you know, with the promise of fame and, come on, you'll be famous. You'll be in one of Jethel's videos. And, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. No, it doesn't happen.
The babes will love you.
You know how dragons like the ladies. Dragons love the ladies. You know it.
To eat.
You know, there's a spirit form of Lady Vox in Perma if she shows up.
Hmm.
I don't know where that isle that Ro is talking about is.
Kiska is saying that there's a dragon in the common lands.
Hmm.
Not all the time. It's like the one in...
Oh, it's like the one in Antonica.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
The Oracle Tower? The Oracle Tower.
Yeah.
In the common lands? I think so. If that's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. Well, there's only... Wait a minute. Isn't the Oracle Tower in Antonica?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh. Yes, access this place from the Oracle Tower? Hmm.
It's like the Drake that shows up there is like in the next hill over from the Oracle Tower, if I remember correctly.
I'll have to check it out.
All right. So, yeah, so we have the video going. If you'd like to get involved in the video, be an extra and whatnot, you can always go to kithacore.org, go to the forums, and to the category of Mysterious Ranger Productions. It's in Jethel's workshop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Go into Jethel's workshop, and you see a casting call for Don't Steal My Node. Don't steal my node. I've even re-recorded the song. Just for the video.
Well, the only extras I need right now is girls willing to work with me on trying to do some line stepping.
Yeah, we're going to try to piece some emotes together and see if we can get some line dances out of it. But I don't know. It's going to be kind of hard.
I don't know. I think I can do it. And then later on, I'll need to round up some epic crafters. But I think I have enough that when I finally say, okay, let's try to get together on this night.
Mm.
I haven't really been trying that anymore, except for this. Like this week, I said, well, let's try Wednesday, and we'll see, you know, see if I get any nibbles for that night, you know.
Right.
I also wrote that if they're interested but they can't do that night, then let me know what they can do, and I'll see what I can work out. Because usually before in the past, I've set up these dates and these times, and majority of the time, I'm lacking people. So I still have to, you know, grab people off the street and say, hey, come here. So we'll see what happens.
So you just walk up to strangers on the street and say, hey, come back to my place?
Want
to
be in a video?
Yeah.
And I always get, what sort of video is this going to be? It's one of those.
Let's step outside so Trinity can see the house.
We need a big sign on the door that says Jethel lives here.
I think they should do that for me. Jethel lives here.
Arrow flashing.
Yeah, but with my luck, the sign would come with an access level for the house that would make everyone steal everything. here, Jethel, here's your sign. Oh, we didn't happen to mention that it would make every visitor a trustee.
You know what I have? I have an idea that they should do for the apartments like this. You know?
What's that?
Is have some guy at a desk, and you go up and go, and you basically just like you click on the lotto guy.
Oh,
the book.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, and you can bring up a list of people's names there, and you pick the person's name.
Well, you don't even really have to do that. They can set it up by, you know, like you ask the guards where an NPC is.
Something. Anyway, they point out the room for you. Follow the trail. Yeah.
Yes, she's right in this room right over here. But there's some loud noises coming out, so you may not want to go in right now.
Hey, son of a bitch!
You gotta love this. I'm outside. Grendelaine Irongut is a female dwarf that roams the bar downstairs. She's like, "What do you mean you drank more than I did?" She's funny. Then she'll go on talking about, "When's someone gonna fill my stein? It's not gonna fill itself." Funny stuff. Now, the one thing I do like about the Lion's Mane, it really looks like an inn. You know, from that time period. You know what I mean?
It's a lovely place.
It's a great place. You know, it's got the whole. It's got a chandelier made out of the deer horns and stuff like that. The antlers, I should say. And it just really looks nice. It's like the only place in Freeport that really looks like an inn.
Freeport?
I mean, in Kino. Sorry. You know what, though? When I was looking around trying to find a place to call Jethel's new house, or room, whatever, I was actually thinking to myself, it would be so much better if each borough had their own look, instead of just having generic house layouts. So, like, you go to the Bobbleshire, and their layout would be more like the outside of the houses, you know, round doorways, you know, that kind of thing.
I remember they talked about this a long time ago on the boards.
And like, you know, you go down to Greystone Yard. Is it Greystone or Nettleville that's kind of a slum?
Nettleville.
So you go down to Nettleville and they're all in disrepair or something like that. Or, you know, water leaking from the ceiling. I think that would be great. I mean, not a lot of people would actually want to live there, but, or maybe they would just for the role play aspect of it. Maybe they're down and out. Maybe they're in hiding.
I just want to know why they never made 5-room apartments in Mardul. Marjdul?
Marjdul.
Yeah. The big one, 3 rooms.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I thought, you know, if they had made one that was just a little bit bigger, I probably would have lived there for a while.
I stuck around and I took a look at the houses there. And honestly, I wasn't impressed with what they have currently, anyway. But that's just me. I just didn't like the look. Again, you know, as sometimes they may do by accident, I don't mean to offend any of the development team that comes up with this stuff. It's just, I'm voicing my opinion.
I thought they were kind of cool. It's just, I have too much stuff anymore.
You got more stuff. You don't have
a
house.
It's on my rewards and stuff.
You don't have a house. You have a warehouse.
My house is fine. I have a fish tank and stuff, but a lot of it is just the rewards and HQs and stuff like that.
Trinity, wrong side. You gotta come up the other side. There she is. Right over here. Wow, it was weird seeing her in a dress and not a robe.
Well, she's mortal.
Yeah, she went through with it, with the whole Kira thing that we were talking about a few weeks ago.
So it worked.
But wait a minute. I'm being told to look at the IRC channel here. What's this here? Thieves Hideout. Oh, it's an Arathian home show. Guess this is Talk's home. Where is this? Kinos. Okay. I'm going to have to find this. Oh, he's in Gravestone Yard, I guess. Yeah, it kind of looks like a... he set it up like a... like a dump, really. I'm going to have to see this place live for myself. Oh, yeah. Anyone goes to the Norathian Home Show, which is one of the forums... in the EverQuest 2 community forums, try to look for A Thieves Attic Hideout by Talk.
That is really cool. I saw the pictures of it. That is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like it's an attic of a warehouse. It really does.
It does.
It looks great. And it's a dump. It really is. He's got one of those dirty bedrolls that he sleeps on. And he's got a plate with some bones on it. I've got to look at this place for myself. That really looks cool. I'm going to have to check that out. I may be moving again.
I told you this offline, but I'll remind you so everybody can hear your response to it. Nick Foley has went to TNA.
Wrestling legend Nick Foley, a.k.a. Cactus Jack, has gone to TNA Wrestling.
That's all I have to say about it.
So, I guess now we know why he hasn't been announcing on SmackDown like he had been.
Not after Edge beat the crap out of him.
Yeah. Well, that was probably just a storyline to leave. So is he wrestling or is he announcing?
It looks like he's wrestling.
Well, maybe he wanted to wrestle and the McMahons didn't want him to anymore. Don't know. So anyway, Trinity's in my house checking it out. But yeah, when the guild halls come live, I'm going to have Morian come over and grab this painting and move it over to our guild hall. So I think it'll look good there. But I just think it's too big for this room.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I hate being in the catacombs.
I'm sorry. Oh, you guys are already up to that part?
Yes, we are in the condemned catacombs. We are headed towards Eldar Grove.
Ah. Oh, the condemned catacombs. I'm sorry. I thought you meant like the last part. My mistake.
No. That's a while back. The bigger the group, the harder it is to move it along. It takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But we're having fun. The dwarf did not appreciate riding on the griffin.
Well, dwarves have a problem with flying in general, and as far as established lore goes, they're actually very afraid of horses.
They're just getting, they have night terrors of being tossed.
They don't like being off the ground, period. They like being underground. Whoops, I ran out of music. There we go. All right, well, we're getting pretty close to the end here. Skyheart, any shout-outs you want to give?
To my friends in the Guardians of Thedark who were going through this together, and of course to Trinity and Mirajian for putting up with all the comments tonight, and I think that's about it.
Alrighty. Elkin, anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Everybody in the Legion of Kithacor.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Tim, Kitty, and Matt.
To Lenestrel, I don't know if he's listening or not, because he spent a whole afternoon and evening helping me on my weapons epic update.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
And for the record, I just want to state for the record, I did ask Phylok I'm going to butcher his name again.
Mirajian,
I'm sorry. I did ask them to be on the show to congratulate them in person. Doing the world event first on the server, they both declined. So that's okay. It's not for everyone. It isn't an easy thing to get on this show sometimes, or just to speak in a somewhat public fashion. Anyway. Oh, did that person ever get back to you about what song they were talking about, or what the song may have been about?
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Oh, and a shout-out to Latash.
Of course, we have shout-out to Latash. Little ball of death.
He hasn't been... That's another reason why Skyheart's been a little bit more well-behaved. They're not hanging out together as much. He tends to encourage her into getting into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And a shout-out to Surgeon.
Surgeon, yeah. Surgeon in the U.K., so just let me know if they figure out, you know, at least what the song was about, and I'll see if I can line it up for after the show.
Okay. Will do. I got distracted. I asked, and then I got distracted about something else. Has a bunch of references to the original EQ in it, and something, one of the places mentioned was the Plane of Fear. Is that the fast-paced one?
The history of Norath?
That's probably it.
That could be it. I'll go ahead and line that up. Let's see here. Gotta find it first. History. There it is. We'll go ahead and put that on the lineup. That's probably it. All right, well, anything else we need to talk about? Contests, go to kithacor.org, go to the forums. Let us know who you believe is the most wrong NPC in Norath, and I'll write a song about him. We're going to run that for a few more weeks. We're going to be cast calling for Elquin's new music video of Don't Steal My Node.
Dancers.
We need female dancers. We need women. And I'll be playing the brand new recording of Don't Steal My Node, which will be appearing on the video right after my famous ending shtick. And of course, if you have any... I cannot see the OGR channel on the GUX server because of the bug that a few servers are experiencing right now. If you have any requests for the next hour, send me a private tell, if you can. Jethel on the Antonia Bale server. And I'll see what I can do. All right. This has been the Jethel Silverwing Show, Tuesday the 23rd. Of September, yeah, we're in September, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, you know what's really getting to me? It was bad enough. What? It was bad enough last year when stores were starting to carry Christmas stuff around October. But I went into Costco a couple of weeks ago, and they had Christmas stuff up in September. What the hell? Stop it. I mean, pretty soon they're just going to be selling Christmas stuff year-round. And don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-Christmas. I love the Christmas season. I really do. I'm a happy guy around the Christmas season.
Yeah, but you just don't want it handed to you 6 months before.
Right. I mean, when I was a kid, you didn't see anything to do with Christmas before the day after Thanksgiving. You had 1 month of Christmas. That was it. But now you just see it all over the place. And, you know, there is such a thing as too much of a good thing. You know what I mean? And you just start doing the Christmas stuff earlier and earlier and earlier, and we just get sick of it faster and faster and faster. So, that's my little rant for the night. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Jethro Silverwing Show. And now, my famous ending shtick! Hey, alright, that's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblemuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Vagina, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.